Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show. Happy Tuesday on 92.5 XTU.
Young people annoy me. Am I alone in this?
That's why you let out a yell right before I put your microphone up.
I did. And then I had to sigh afterwards. All right. So listen, 215-263-6700. I throw the number out there because I know that you are going to want to share with us your favorite candy from when you were growing up. The throwback candy that we all loved when we were young. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see how things have changed. I was at the grocery store with the kids yesterday, and we were getting those huge bags of candy for Halloween.
Those are glorious.
Which
yeah.
We'll never make it to Halloween. We will 100% eat all of that candy beforehand. But
thanks for bringing some in.
Yeah, listen, it was too much. It's too much for me. I didn't even remember to bring some in for me. But I was thinking as I was shopping yesterday about how times have changed, right? And now I'm just going for the high-end Hershey stuff, right? I love the Hershey brand. I love that chocolate. Yeah. I'm not even going to settle for something
else. Those variety
else.
Bags are like the Kit Kat, the Twix, all those
so
things in it.
So delicious. Yeah. They're my favorites, right? But back in the day, I would have eaten anything that had sugar in it.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember getting those wax bottles? But wait, before they were even, but like, if you had the wax bottle, that was high-end because we only ever had the tubes. You know, and they were all stuck together, but they were
all different connected colors.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then you would peel one off, hoping that you didn't rip the other one.
Sure.
And you would bite the top off and spit the wax out and then drink that juice, which is disgusting.
The lawsuits if that was made today. Like, you couldn't possibly,
Because those kids are dumb.
They would eat the whole plastic thing.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, my favorite candy bar, which I'm pretty sure they don't make anymore. I don't know if you remember it. Chocolite. It was sort of like Nestle's Crunch, kind of. I don't know. May have run it out of business.
Chocolite.
Yeah.
I've never even.
All right, look it up. Can you find it?
Yeah.
And?
But I've never even seen that before.
Fantastic. It's so yummy.
So was it just, it was like airy. Is that what made it light? Because it's not like it's good for you, right?
Right.
It wasn't a diet one.
No. You're right. Yeah.
It's funny. Chocolite. I've never heard of that one.
You're right. Yeah.
Some of my other favorites, you know, we had to be very particular about the licorice that we were eating. Mm-hmm. There was like the garbage, like Switzer licorice. Not good.
Twizzler. I don't even remember that.
Twizzler was called Switzer, something like that. But I loved cherry nibs.
Cherry nibs are great.
Remember those? Like, that was a great, we were talking about movie theater candy.
Oh,
that was a
perfect,
great movie theater candy.
Perfect for the movie theater.
Cherry nibs. But they also had the black licorice nibs. Disgusting.
Why would they even make them?
I don't know.
Because when I was a kid, I loved, you know, when you don't know better, I loved black licorice.
Is that like all that your mom gave you? Is that why? If you didn't know any different,
so
all you knew
no
was
choice.
Black licorice. It was like, if that was the only candy you were ever given, then of course you would love it because it was candy.
Right. And then somehow I went to a friend's house and took a bite of a Snickers bar and it all took off from there.
Right. And you're like, I'm never eating that black licorice again.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
like that
awful.
Is that. I remember being young and being like, Mom, no one likes this stuff. That stuff is so gross. My mom also loved Sen-Sen.
I don't remember Sen-Sen.
Remember that? It was kind of a minty black licorice candy, but which I didn't really like either of those things. But together, somehow they balanced each other out. But the thing about Sen-Sen, and you can't find it anywhere anymore, it would mask the scent of anything. So whatever you were doing that you didn't want to get caught doing, you could either get the gum, or my mom always had these little, it looked like charcoal, these little candies that we would suck on.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, I was squeaky clean. I was a really good girl, so she didn't mind giving me the Sen-Sen.
With all the stuff people are doing, Sen-Sen should come back. They would make a killing.
I know!
Is that why it went away, maybe? Were the authorities like, you got to stop that?
Probably. Yeah, or maybe it was actually killing people. It actually was charcoal, for all we know. I don't
know.
But think about those old-timey, I mean, it's old-timey to us, right? Like the throwback candies that we grew up on that you just don't see anymore. Gosh, I love being nostalgic like this.
Yeah, let us know. 215-263-6700. 92.5 XTU. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. So we're talking about throwback candy, and you know the one that Dave was talking about.
Yes, I do.
So what is this? It's called Chocolite. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, it's a chocolate delight. I mean, I can't explain it. You know, my favorite, as I said, was Mary Jane's, and I lost a lot of cavities because of that. But chocolate was, I mean, a lot of fillings. I'm sorry, not cavities. Right. So I got a lot of cavities about that.
But. You got the cavities, but, and yeah, then but you lost the fillings.
That would suck the filling right out of your teeth.
But I feel like Mary Janes were a popular candy. I mean, now, like, no one's eating that. That stuff is disgusting.
I can't even find them anymore.
Right. Well, they're gross. They shouldn't even make those things anymore.
Oh,
but back then, that's
they're
all we
great.
Had.
Yep, you're right.
They're great. I wish I could find somewhere that I would buy them all up.
Great dinner.
And maybe that's why I got diabetes too, because I ate too much candy.
Doing chocolate lights and Mary Janes. Jeez, yeah, that'll Louise. Do it to you.
Well, John, good health to you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you bet.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Good morning, Dot.
Hi.
Retro candy. Go.
The flying saucers that had the beads, they taste like First Holy Communion.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Wait, because what are these flying saucers?
Those flying saucers were like foam, like, right? It was like so weird.
They're puffed up and they taste like communion.
Dot, thanks so much for calling. Do you remember when we were young, and you don't even see some of these great candies anymore? I'm getting some messages. Nancy said Razzles. Do you remember what Razzles are, Dave?
I recognize the name.
It's like started as candy, but then as you chewed it, the candy coating would dissolve in your mouth, and then it would turn into gum.
Yes.
Right? That was fun.
Yeah, and, the best of both worlds.
And then Jane said that she loved hanging out with her grandmother when she was young because her grandmother always had those fruit slices that were like jelly, and then but they were dipped in sugar.
Of course, yeah.
You know, yes,
oh,
those were
magical.
So delicious. Oh, they were
it had
so,
the word fruit in it, so it's healthy.
It had to be healthy. Yeah, yeah, like, oh, I'll have some orange slices. Thank
sure.
you. Thanks, Graham.
Those are great.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely delicious. So, Kathy, what about you?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell you that my old-time favorite candy was candy cigarettes. And, you know, that's not politically correct anymore.
I know,
but
right?
For
yeah.
sure. But they were delicious.
They were good, yeah.
And they were so much fun. Yeah. Everybody felt like they were so cool with a little red tip on the end.
Absolutely. And the other thing I was going to say is that if you go to Cracker Barrel, in the front of every one of their restaurants, they have all these old-timey candies, and you might find your favorites there.
How about it?
Oh, thanks all for the tip.
Worth a trip. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
love
too.
You. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. I have a cold, so excuse me.
Oh, poor Kathy. All right, so let's think back to when we were growing up, Kathy. What were some of your favorite candies?
Mary Janes in that waxy yellow paper.
Ugh, so gross.
No, gross. They were good.
Right,
no gross.
What else?
The Charleston chews, but you had to have them in the freezer. And it made everybody's inner fat girl just jump out.